Phoneboy Speaks episode 418, Won't Find My iPhone.
Users of iOS 7 will know that it's kind of buggy. It crashes at kind of random times. It seems like you'll see the Apple screen come up. It's not a full reboot, but it's still annoying enough to stop what you're doing. But there's another more serious bug that allows people that. Allows devices where the passcode or touch ID hasn't been turned on to turn off Find My iPhone. That means if you lose your iPhone, that means a couple of things. First of all, you can't issue a remote kill, but you also can't see where it is either. So it's a potential security issue for sure. Now, if the phone gets factory reset, it's still locked to that particular user's user ID and password. So it doesn't remove the activation lock, but it does turn off Find My iPhone, which is a potential issue. So, while the new version of iOS 7.1 is expected to come out in March, I don't think Apple has responded to this particular security vulnerability, but definitely. So I know there's people that don't even bother setting a passcode on their phone. It probably wouldn't hurt you to actually do that. I think that's a good idea. I mean, even it's it's better than nothing, right? It's and you can worry if you've got an iPhone 5S, of course you can use Touch ID as well, but you still need to set a PIN. I still think it's worth actually setting a passcode. And I realize for some people it's completely inconvenient. And I can hear people like Jordan Cooper say, "Well, I got nothing on my phone." Well, but what you've got is a huge, if you happen to lose this particular device, now it's lost and you won't, you may want to get it back. I don't know. I mean, that's something that probably we've always had. And as I was thinking about this tonight, actually, I was thinking, there's a bill that they're trying to pass in California to say that all cell phones have to have a remote kill switch. And, my thought process on that is, well, that's great until somebody hacks the servers that issue the kill commands, which, it's only a matter of time, guys. I mean, let's face it. If you make something remotely killable, then if somebody, somebody compromises that mechanism, then they can just issue kill commands to random people's phones and you're done. Right. So, so this is one of those sort of things you have to balance, right? Is safety and people's privacy and I don't know that one would hope that the kill servers are pretty hard to get to, but I don't know, based on my job and based on the reports I see, I assume it's only a matter of time before stuff gets hacked. So Apple has fortified their remote kill servers to the extent that they possibly can, and hopefully Apple fixes this bug that allows people to turn off the Find My iPhone thing without so much as something coming up saying, if you're going to turn this on, right, you actually care about where your phone is at, and you probably don't want somebody to go in and turn it off. So, at the very least, that has to have a passcode of something. I don't know, I'm sure they'll find some way to fix it. But anyway, this is, yet more bugs in iOS 7, I guess, and more security bugs. And, it's not like there's enough security issues in the news these days.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.